slogan Tierra y Libertad, or Land and Freedom, was popularized during the Mexican Revolution by indigenous leader Emiliano Zapata, and these interrelated issues continue to form the basis of Zapatista claims to autonomy in Chiapas today. But Land and Freedom remain fundamental to grassroots and community-based activism from below and to the left, even here in the Bay Area.
Talking about low-income communities and this concept of food deserts where we find in the middle of the Central Valley, you know, nothing healthy for farm worker communities to eat. Or in the middle of the ghetto, there's no grocery stores, there's just liquor stores.
Alemany Farm is an urban agriculture project located in San Francisco's low-income Alemany community. Antonio Roman Alcala, one of the farm's organizers, spoke to us about the farm's mission.
I still have experiences where we're working with these youth apprentices who are about 12 to 18 years old, about 10 of them at a time. They get paid $50 a week to do 6 hours of work, and they're, you know, getting trained, and they get lectures on, like, this is what this is all about, you know, organic amendments, or here's what drip, how do you install drip tape. And I still have times where I'll be eating, you know, spinach straight from a vet, and they're like, what? You know, just the idea of eating food directly from the garden is still completely foreign to them, and they still kind of can't imagine food that's not processed. All we can really do is create this space for them to experience something different.
In the 80s and early 90s, the land now being cultivated at the Alemany Housing Project, just another site of environmental injustice in the Bay Area, was used as a dump for unwieldy and at times toxic refuse like refrigerators, until an organization called the San Francisco League of Urban Gardeners, or SLUG, came in, cleaned it up, and turned it into a productive space for agriculture. But SLUG brought with it certain organizational problems.
SLUG then ran this program as mostly job training program. Because they were involved with the Alemany community assumed that they were going to be getting a lot of the jobs out of this. You know, they're right next door, it seemed to make sense. But then for one reason or another, SLUG actually was hiring a lot of the folks from the Bayview and from other districts. So Alemany was told us that they felt pretty dissed by SLUG. You know, it was a very top-down kind of management. This executive director who kind of just decided everything, spent all sorts of money on all sorts of unnecessary things. And ultimately, you know, we had things like we took out a bunch of landscaping fabric from underneath the orchards, which was obviously done as a busy work option because there's no reason why you would put landscape fabric under an orchard if you wanted healthy trees. So there's things that they did that obviously were not for the best of the community and for the best of the farm. They're done kind of on your typical nonprofit industrial complex level where they're like, well, we're going to get a bunch of grants so that we can maintain this organization. They had some financial issues where they were operating under contracts and paying large amounts of money to different services they got, expecting to be repaid by the city, and the city completely defunded them at a certain point. The nail in the coffin was when some workers in a kind of jail to work program operated through SLUG were told by their supervisors that they had to vote for and campaign for Gavin Newsom. So that was kind of the end of SLUG, and the entire program collapsed, and the space was effectively abandoned for a couple of years.
Moving past SLUG's top-down, disconnected model, Alemany Farm has actively tried to engage the community in horizontal ways, and by doing so, provide services that are actually useful, in addition to bringing its mission of sustainable and affordable produce. Part of that usefulness entails incorporating this mission into an alternative site of teaching and learning, providing as much as possible jobs and job training for local youth.
So it was in 2005 that myself and a couple friends decided that we were looking for somewhere to kind of work on an urban farming type project together. Through that, the three of us just started getting a lot more people involved from our circle of friends, as well as, you know, I made a flyer and we walked around in Alemany and asked people, you know, what is it that this space means to you? Like, do you use it? What would you like to see there? And, you know, there's a couple kids told us they want to see more basketball courts. But for the most part, what people told us is that they wanted jobs. No one said, I want to grow organic carrots. I want to, you know, like no one was talking about healthy food. What people were talking about was the need for jobs, especially for the youth. So, you know, we knew that three of us could not provide that. But we knew that, you know, for this project to exist and for it to work, that we really had to think about and really deal with the needs of the Alemany community, because it's right there. It's it's an essential part of that space. So, you know, with that in mind, we actively sought out leadership in Alameda to see how we could develop programs there to really create this resource that the community was asking for. We ended up finding a woman named Alice Carruthers and the Alameda Resident Management Corporation, which is effectively like the Tenants Association. And she's a like really passionate neighborhood activist, grew up there, lived there for 30 years. Through that, we, you know, had this whole process of meeting and deciding what our vision was and what kind of programs we wanted to have there. And we created this document, which then ended up getting in the hands of Tom Amiano, the District 9 supervisor, and he was just super supportive of it. We didn't, you know, expressly go asking for money, but he expressed that he wanted to help. So that was the first money that we had ever gotten as a program. We ran purely volunteer for 2 years, from 2005 to 2007.
Working with the community has been complicated, but Antonio points out how such collaborative partnerships are critical in a sustainable approach to grassroots efforts for social, economic, and environmental justice. In other words, it's not only the farm and the vegetables it grows, but also the community bonds the farm helps fertilize that will ideally prove sustainable.
Ever since the beginning, I mean, the only folks in Alameda who were really consistently involved were these kids, and so they varied from, you know, as young as 3 years old to about 12 was the oldest kid, I think. The younger kids, they're just wild, and they just, sometimes they would come and they would help, and then other times, you know, it's you, child care is a full attention activity. It's not like you can really get farm work done. So I think our relationship with the kids was not very consistent. So what we had was, you know, these kids who appreciated us sometimes and then sometimes thought we were just like these intrusive, you know, outsiders who were doing this thing. What do I care about that? This is my backyard. So we definitely had some vandalism issues the first couple of years with plants being ripped out or just kicked, that sort of stuff. And, you know, I would try to have talks with some of the kids and they'd deny it and it'd be obvious that they did it. You know, I'm like trying to be these kids' friends, not another authority figure, because, you know, I mean, in my mind, that's the only place they have control in their lives. And so it was really hard to try to figure out how to approach catering to their needs as well as the needs of the farm. And the solution ended up being that when the youth program started, because it is a community, because there are these connections, you know, some of those kids are older cousins, some of them are brothers, they know each other. And when these older kids have this investment in the farm, or they planted those tomato plants, or they, you know, made that trellis, now all of a sudden, if a younger kid is deciding to do vandalism, they're gonna get smacked down, you know, by some of these older kids, or they're gonna get, you know, at least a stern talking to. So there's a reinforcement mechanism now that didn't exist before, purely because of the amount of investment we have from someone in the community. And so since the youth program started, we basically have no vandalism at all. We're not trying to, you know, go into the community and tell people to eat organic foods. We're actually having the youth workers go out and ask the elderly members of the community, well, who here would want food if it was offered to them? And then, you know, we create a database of actual housing, individual households that want collards once a week or want some lettuce. And then we actually have a free drop-off for seniors. If they're going to use the food, that's the kind of the noblest goal of the project, is to actually have healthy food be eaten by people who otherwise wouldn't be able to afford it.
If you want to get more involved, Alameda Farm accepts volunteers for their community work days. Check their website, alamedafarm.org, for more information.